Saturday, February 24th. I want to share a quick story I saw from Twitter by a guy named Blake Burge, at Blake A. Burge, B-U-R-G-E. According to Steve Jobs, there is one single thing that separates the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. It isn't their intelligence, their work ethic, or their financial means. It's something much more simple. When Jobs was only 12 years old, he opened the phone book and placed a call to Bill Hewlett, the co-founder of Hewlett-Packard. On the call, Jobs asked if Bill happened to have any spare computer parts he could have for a project he was working on, building a frequency counter. Not only did Bill have the parts, he gave Steve a job that summer working on the assembly line at his company. To quote Jobs, "I was in heaven." So what did Jobs do that was so special? Besides calling the co-founder of a computer company when he was just 12 years old, he asked. That's all. So many of us are held back by our own self-doubt or unwillingness to ask that opportunities we never even know are available pass us by. A simple question I've used for years that has served me well. Will I be any worse off than I am now by asking for this opportunity? If the answer is no, which I'd argue it almost always is, then you've got nothing to lose. If you're too afraid to ask, you're too afraid to fail. And without failure, you'll never grow. Just take action. Just ask. Pretty good advice, guys. Obviously, having Steve Jobs be the one that like put that out into the world makes the advice sound more grand than if just some random dude on Twitter was saying this or writing it. I don't believe that that changes the message, though. I do think that most people, almost everyone actually, don't ask enough for things that might happen. Or they might deserve, and it's almost for everyone based in fear of rejection, of not being good enough, of someone telling you you suck, or whatever it may be. All things that, when you really think about it, are not important, and what somebody else thinks doesn't really shouldn't really concern you. And like this guy says, Blake, the position you're in without asking is certainly no better than the position you'd be in with asking. And with asking, there's this slight chance of a yes for some miraculous thing, some big shot. Or maybe it's not even a big shot. Maybe it's just, it's like these things apply just, you know, when you're single in New York City, just meeting someone out at a bar. How many times have you seen that person that you think, oh, that they look interesting. I'd like to go talk to them. And then you just don't ask the question, or you have some conversation but don't get the number, and just like little simple things like that. This actually reminds me of a Noah Kagan skill building thing, a simple thing that he always brings up. I heard it the first time. He was probably one of Tim Ferriss's first guests, God, 10 years ago now. He actually just wrote a book called Million Dollar Weekend that is garnering some hype, but that's not the point. He is a huge believer in asking as well. In fact, he recommends that everyone, when they go to get their morning coffee, let's say, to ask for a 10% discount. Not because you need, I don't even know how much coffee is because I never drink coffee. Not because you need that extra 40 cents. That's a pretty good guess, I think, in your pocket. But the idea of asking an uncomfortable question that most people don't ever ask. And the weird thing is, or the thing that you wouldn't think, like a lot of times people say yes to the 10% discount because it's so random and out there and they don't get it ever. So like, I guess. And then they often take 10% off. And it's just about the idea of being okay with them saying no. And more importantly, being okay with you being uncomfortable asking this thing that is over within 2 seconds. You just ask for something and hopefully you get it. Maybe you don't. And if you don't, your life just continues. So good stuff there by Jobs, Blake, whomever. If you have any questions for me, don't hesitate, guys.